This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, and I'm so happy to be here with all of you to meditate together. We're going to do some mindfulness practice. As you know, since that's what we show up here for. Mindfulness practice is, well, the definition of mindfulness I like to use is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. That's the definition I've used for a very long time. And mindfulness doesn't change so much. It is what it is. I wanted to do a practice that is connected to getting grounded and helping us to feel more centered and grounded in the face of life's changing circumstances. So whatever is happening in your life, my guess is that there's some level of stress, whether it's the stress of something happening in your personal life, whether it's the larger global stresses and anxiety and of living in this time period, and where there's a, it's very easy to go into these places of anxiety, overwhelm, disconnect, fear, worry, worst case scenario. And so my invitation right now is to find ways to ground ourselves, get grounded. And getting grounded is, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a colloquial term, or it's just like, hey, you need to get grounded. But I mean it both metaphorically and literally. I mean it in the sense of how do we feel our connection to the ground? And when we feel our connection to the ground, that allows us to get out of the anxiety, which often is residing sort of in the upper part of our body. We can feel it in our chest when it's vibrating. We can feel it in our face. We can feel tightness in our jaw. And there's a sense, of course, of our being lost in our thoughts, right? That's very challenging when we're feeling anxious. And I know for me, it's like a low level buzzing I often feel in my chest when I'm feeling ungrounded, anxious, at sea, right? There's all these different kinds of feelings. So the grounding, that being able to teach ourselves to come back to the ground, is tremendously powerful. So we're going to do a practice of grounding, and we're going to explore how that can help us just have the sense of solidity, ground, earth, no matter what's happening in our lives, is something that we can return to. And it's a little bit different than a mindfulness practice, which is about being present with whatever is arising, and more about, we're going to use the power of our imagination to play with some metaphors to help us get more connected. And I just feel like these days where there's such a sense of ungroundedness, a sense of, as I was saying, of, you know, the world feels a little out of our control, that the more we can do this, the better we're going to feel. And I do it all the time in the midst of my day. When I notice myself going into fear, when I notice myself being confused or distracted, it's like, come back to the ground. And it just, right in this moment, I just invite you all to just feel yourself on the chair, feel the earth, the feet on the ground. And it's just, there's a sense of like coming home to ourselves. So we're going to do a meditation practicing with this. We can settle in and get comfortable, finding your posture. This practice will work well if you're seated with your feet on the ground. And if you may not have that access because maybe you have, you need to lie down, that's fine. You can still do the practice lying down. I want a sense of solidity, or you might be sitting cross-legged on the ground, but just a sense of feeling a solid base. So let's start by taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as we do this, we allow ourselves to settle the mind that can feel ungrounded or distracted or active, energetic, just allowing ourselves to, with these breaths, come more fully into the present moment. And let's bring our attention into our physical body. And you might just notice, gently starting at the top of your head, scan your body as if you were to bring your attention down through your body. And as you do it, anytime you get to a tense area, see if you can soften. So maybe your jaw is tight, allow it to soften. Maybe there's a tightness in your throat. And so it's just noticing what's here, letting that be soft. Moving down into your chest, your shoulders, or your shoulders up and tense, see if you can let them drop. Moving down towards the torso and pelvis. Again, you feel the heaviness of your body on the chair or the couch. The cushion, just that settling down, and maybe your stomach has tension in it. So, if that's the case, sometimes just noticing it allows it to release. Sometimes we can use our breath to take a deeper breath and allow a softening process to happen. And then going down through our legs with our attention, feeling any sensations through the upper and lower legs as we come to land on the ground. So now drop your attention into your feet. And first, with mindfulness, we notice the sensations, hardness, softness, pressure, warmth, coolness, tingling. Maybe you're feeling sensations of your socks or shoes. Maybe it's carpet, floor. What do you notice if you just to tune into the soles of your feet? Now, if you're lying down and you're doing this practice, use your whole back body. Like, what do you notice connected to the bed or whatever you're lying on? Just feeling the contact with whatever is lowest, closest to the ground. And for those of us seated in chairs or on a cushion, we might also notice ourselves seated on the chair. So, kind of the seat of the chair, the pressure in your pelvic area and your feet. And so, it's like we're really held up by the 3 points, 2 feet, seat of the chair. Soften your belly. Feel the solidity of the ground. And then, using your imagination, have a sense of the earth beneath your feet. So it might be like just kind of take it in. You might see, sense, feel, imagine. There is the earth below you, and that earth goes down deep, right? So you're sitting on the planet Earth here, right? It doesn't matter how many stories up you are, even if you're very high up, at some point there is ground, there is soil, and beneath the soil there's countless minerals and rocks and all of the things that make up crusts of the earth. But have a sense of just seated on this earth, and the earth is holding you up. Feel yourself seated, feet on the floor. or back, the whole back body, if you're lying down, held by the earth. We can imagine the nurturing qualities of the earth, that so much life grows from it, right? That can support us. And as you feel into this sense of the earth, and you're using a little bit of the power of imagination, notice how your body feels as it starts to settle. Do you feel more grounded? And how do you identify that quality of groundedness, both physically, but also as a state of being? So, what I mean by that is you might notice hardness, solidity, but then also pay attention to your mood or your mental state. Do I feel relaxed? Strong, rested, alert, connected. Just, I'm saying these words, inviting you to notice that when you're connected to the ground, how do you feel inside? See if you can allow whatever is here to be here. And breathe, feeling held by the earth. Now I'm going to give you two more metaphors to play with because the earth might, this idea of the earth might, you might respond to it, you might not. Here's another one. Imagine that you are like a mountain. So have a sense, you might have a mountain that you know of or that you've climbed or that you've seen for a long time or maybe you've read about or seen m movies or just but a mountain that is a beautiful mountain to you. And let that mountain be what you're seated upon. And you can decide for yourself, do you want to be at the very tip top of the mountain? Do you want to be have the mountain inside you? Do you want to be seated in a different place on the mountain? But see if you can tune into the dignity and the strength of the mountain and breathe. Mountains are incredible geological structures, right? There's so much power, it feels like, right? That's what when we look at them, there's like a sense of power and majesty. And imagine that you are on that or within it, or maybe the tip of the mountain is right in your lower belly. And as you use the power of this imagination, notice how you feel. Again, maybe these words come like so solid, strong, powerful, dignified, relaxed. And breathe. What happens as you stay connected to this mountain idea or image? How is it compared to the earth? Which one is more grounding for you? Okay, I'm going to give you one more. And this third one is a tree. So imagine that you are like a tree, your body is the trunk. And you have roots going deep into the ground. Send your roots deep. A tree that is ancient. And you might imagine your branches, if you wish, or whatever kind of tree. You can have a specific kind of tree, or it might just be like an idea of a tree. And what does that feel like to bring this tree metaphor into your mind? What's also nice about trees, as people have, the scientists have shown us, that their roots are entangled and there's elaborate root systems where they can communicate across great distances. So maybe you can imagine your roots entangled with the people you love or the other people who are meditating, the trees, the humans who are playing with this tree metaphor. So just see what happens. So you breathe. And then what qualities do you notice in your mind? Maybe you feel rooted, solid, alert, wise, ancient, present. So there were three metaphors we just played with. And at this point, you can continue to meditate by feeling into one of these grounding metaphors, right? You can keep staying here and seeing what happens. I'll give you kind of a couple of options here. So you could stay with the tree, stay with the mountain, stay with the earth. And just see what happens as you rest your attention there. And when your attention wanders away, come back to the image or sense, and then whatever it is you're feeling. Now, I am going to stop talking in a little bit. So when I'm not guiding you through, you may find that you start to drift off. So a simple thing also is to return to the basic mindfulness practice and just notice your breathing, the rising and falling of your abdomen or chest, or the in-out sensations at your nose. And when your attention wanders away, coming back to those physical sensations. Knowing that some of you use the sound as your main focus, that's another option. If you decide to find your breathing and just come to our basic mindfulness practice or listen to the sounds, every now and then, check into the metaphor, the image, the idea that you like the most. So you'll just be with your breath for a couple of minutes and then, oh yeah, the mountain. Take a breath, feel it, stay there. And then back to your breathing. Okay, some options for you as I move into silence and we practice on our own. In the last minutes of the meditation, find your way back to the metaphor that spoke to you the most, that you enjoyed the most or found the most useful. And if none of them did, maybe just go back to the sensations of your feet touching the floor, legs on the chair that sort of held solid position. So, as you bring that to mind, feel the solidity, this power, the groundedness, strength, ease, whatever qualities are emerging for you, and let yourself enjoy them. One last minute before we close. And maybe contemplate how you might take this with you in your day, how this practice might be useful to you. So, when you're ready, we'll take a breath and then open our eyes or end the meditation. All right. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Just a comment about these practices that ground us. As I was suggesting earlier, it's just a time where getting grounded is a very, very helpful thing to do, right? And just so when you find yourself, so in the course, it's a meditation, come back, do the meditation again. It's on the UCLA Mindful app and our website, as you know. And in the course of the day, when you feel yourself feeling anxious, when you feel yourself getting distracted, when you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, boom, bring your attention, feel the ground beneath your feet. I'm a tree. I'm a mountain. I'm connected to the earth, something like that. So I find that just, or even just the sense of feeling the sensations on the lower part of my body, my connection to earth can be super helpful. So I just want to leave you with that opportunity. So our center at UCLA Mindful, as you know, has lots of classes and programs going on. So much is free. I'm hoping that you're probably the gang who goes to a lot of the free stuff, and all of that is continuing on. And we'll have some upcoming programs over the summer. We'll keep you up to date. And Serena just posted a number of our offerings and how to subscribe to our newsletter and so forth. I'm happy to stay on for like 5 minutes if anybody has any questions or shares comments or anything you want to say. So otherwise, the official one will end now, and then we'll just open it up.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hemmer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.